Hey, good morning. I'm doing well this morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing really well. Football is back. NFL football is back. And a shocker last night up in Foxborough. What'd you make of that Patriots loss to the Chiefs?
Yeah, I mean, no one gave the Chiefs a chance to win that game. What I make of it is, you listen, we talked about the Patriots and how they were supposed to go undefeated and how this team had gotten better on paper. But that's the beauty of the NFL. You've got to play games, and the Chiefs didn't buy into it. They went in there and unleashed two of their most potent weapons that I've seen in a long time. And Tyreek Hill played well. Kareem Hunt had a huge game, fumbled the first carry of his career, but he bounced back in a big way, man. But Kansas City, two fourth down stops, in my opinion, were the key to that game, and they took advantage of it.
When you look at your former team, the Denver Broncos, quarterback situation, Trevor Siemian, of course they drafted Paxton Lynch first. What's going on there? What's the deal with Paxton Lynch? Why aren't things resonating with him, and why hasn't he won that job yet?
Well, you know how it is. I think the physical tools, I think John likes. He's a big, strong quarterback. He has an arm. But that's only a part of being an NFL quarterback. It's really the mental game that has to be up to par. And with Paxton, he's just, the system he came from in Memphis really didn't huddle a whole lot. He was a shotgun quarterback. And now the transition is taking longer than they expected. Listen, he's been in two quarterback battles since he's been there. And Trevor Siemian has outplayed him and has been the better quarterback. So I don't know if this is a sign that he's not the guy that they drafted. But I certainly know that right now he's not where he should be in his second year as a quarterback. But let's give him some time. Let's not pull the cord on him so soon. And I'm curious to see if he makes any strides this year. I know he's injured. His shoulder is injured right now. But, if you're bringing back Brock Osweiler, I know Paxton's injured, and that's why you brought back Brock. I just don't know if that's a good sign as far as his future in Denver.
Gio and Jones with Terrell Davis on behalf of Consumer Technology Association. He's going to be telling us about the ultimate playbook for watching sports in a little bit. When you were playing with John Elway, did it ever cross your mind that he would be a really good general manager in the NFL? We hear stuff about, I knew this guy could coach when I played with him, but not so much I knew this guy would be really good in the front office. Did that cross your mind when he was your teammate?
Not really. I mean, as a teammate, you just look at him as being a real good quarterback, and you knew that he had great leadership qualities. You knew he had an eye for talent, because essentially he's the one that, if you're in a huddle with him, he's making sure that he has the best 10 guys in the huddle with him. So I knew from a talent standpoint and evaluation standpoint that I knew he could do that, but I really didn't think John had an interest in being a general manager, to be honest with you, at that point. But I think what got him was when he first got a taste of that when he was doing the Colorado Crush, which is that Arena Football League, when he started, he owned part of the team and he became the general manager of that team. That kind of got his juices flowing a little bit. And so, he's done a great job at being a general manager. I asked him one time, this was about 2 years ago, when I went to a game, I said, what's the toughest part about being a general manager? And because he's up in the booth watching this stuff. And he says that's the toughest part, is that he can't control the game the way he used to. So he has to rely on other people to control the game. And that's one of the toughest things that he had to get used to. But listen, he's done a great job, man. Two Super Bowl appearances. They won one. So kudos to John.
Now, was there ever any interest on your part to get into coaching or management?
I tried coaching. I did the internship with Mike Shanahan with the Redskins. And it was supposed to be a 4-week internship. I left in left 2.5 weeks into the internship. I was like, what? I realized this, it was not for me. the amount of hours those coaches put in, they go straight from the practice field to the meeting rooms, back to the field, back to the meeting rooms, back to the field. It was just a lot of that. And I realized real quick that football was not in my future.
So I see here the ultimate playbook for watching sports is you have teamed up with Consumer Technology Association to talk about the coolest tech to get the most out of the football season. So what are some of those things that football fans need to know about?
Yeah, you know, thanks to technology, man, this is going to be the greatest football season yet. I mean, we got the LG, the Sony, and the Samsung. They're all 4K UHD TVs. And really the quality of these things, the pictures are much brighter. The colors are phenomenal. It's even better, you know, than being at the actual game. The quality of these screens, they're amazing, you know. But we also have the Yamaha sound bar here. Not only when you're watching the game, you got the quality and the sound of the game. It really brings you closer, as if you were at the game. You don't, they're blue. You kind of wireless deal. You can put these speakers anywhere in your home. They're awesome for that. And we also have the Blu-ray, which is the Yamaha Blu-ray player here, which is awesome. So all these things that we have are just phenomenal. Really enhances your game day experience when you're watching sports, and when you're not watching sports, you know, it's just the quality of stuff that we have here is amazing. So that's what we have.
That's what you have, man. There you go. Look at you, pitch man extraordinaire. Brock Osweiler ends up back with the Broncos, and he said something when he signed that annoyed me. He compared his situation to when your mom tells you not to touch the stove and you touch the stove anyway, implying that people told him don't leave the Broncos and he did, and that's the reason why he stunk, as opposed to taking any responsibility for his poor play. Why do you think Brock Osweiler left the Broncos and ended up having so many struggles?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, I think, you know, you talked about it. You're at a place where you've got arguably the greatest quarterback, or two of them, actually, John Elway as a general manager. You got Peyton Manning, who was in a meeting room with you, basically being your tutor and your mentor. And you're basically positioned to succeed because the offense and the team that was built there was there to help you succeed. And Denver knows everything about you. They know your strengths, your weaknesses, and they were basically teeing this thing up to hand off to you. And you decide to go chase more money, which, listen, I can't be upset at somebody who's going somewhere to go make more money. But at the end of the day, I think you have to think about your future and what systems work better for you. Going out to Houston, where I don't think Billy O'Brien really wanted him to be there, didn't sign off on that signing. And they didn't really know how to work with Brock. He didn't know how to work in that system. So now, you know, you go to Cleveland, obviously, on that trade deal to get that pick, and now he's back in Denver. I think a little bit of him going back is trying to find a familiar place where he has success. And that's kind of a smart move, you know.
Especially when you can get 16 large from another team, and I can still go back home. That's great for him. Hey, congratulations on your induction into the NFL Hall of Fame. How has that changed your life?
I wouldn't say it changed my life a whole lot. You just, more people notice who you are. You kind of been put back on that national stage again, where, you know, people are wanting more of your time and wanting to kind of, you know, spend more time with you. That's really about it. It's not a whole lot, to be honest with you. I mean, I still got to go home. I still got to change baby diapers and all that stuff. I'm still the same guy, and my wife and kids don't see me any differently. So not a whole lot has changed from that standpoint, but I think I do feel a little different about my career, I guess, because you think your career is complete when you leave football and you retire, but until you get an honor like this, you realize that it kind of was missing something, and this kind of was the exclamation point, the sort of the stamp of approval of a career that happened over 16 years ago. So that's the unique part about being inducted into the Hall of Fame.
And it costs a little bit more for those who want some of your time, though, right?
just a little bit.
Yeah. Tell us about those Blu-rays again, TD. It's Gio and Jones.
Yeah, you can afford more 4K TVs.
Yeah. Hey, those things are thrown in nowadays. You know? you don't have to pay for those.
Yeah, you don't have to go to the store.
Yeah, the sound bar is amazing and free. Terrell Davis on Gio and Jones, CBS Sports Radio. You're still getting bad migraines because I get them, and those are just debilitating, and it stinks. And I remember, of course, your famous story in the Super Bowl dealing with them. Is that something you still deal with?
I don't. Not as much as I used to. they come, but not as often. And when they come, they're not as severe, which is, you know, thank God. And I've had those since I was seven. I think I remember the doctors told me that it was a possibility that when I got older that I can outgrow them. And I think part of it is I don't play sports anymore, so that kind of helps. But, yeah, no, I get them not as much, which is great. And when they do come, again, they're not as severe. So I'm still trying to manage migraines. And hopefully at some point they'll just go away completely.
Yeah, we only have about 30 seconds left. How are you holding up otherwise in your post-playing career after playing a pretty violent position?
I feel okay. I feel okay. There's times where, you know, knees and your joints start to ache a little bit. But I try to stay loose and, you know, try to stay on the golf course, and that kind of helps me a little bit, you know, with some twisting and, you know, trying to stay limber for that, man. But that's but everything else is okay today, which is good. As a matter of fact, I have a test as far as that, you know, the brain scan stuff, and I have that in about a month. So I'll let you guys know how that goes, but I guess physically everything else is good, but we got to check and make sure that, you know, that my faculties are okay.
Terrell, we appreciate the time this morning.
Check out CES. This is with CTA. They own CES, am I correct? Consumer Electronics Show?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a huge show out in Vegas. That's a lot of fun, man. You see all the new gadgets and stuff.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Thanks to Terrell and the guy next to him answering the questions. What's his name? Let's give him some credit. What's his name?
That's Tyler. That's my man.
What's up, Tyler?
Hey, Tyler.
He's got all the answers right there.
Tyler, invite me out to CES, man.
What do you think, Tyler?
Hey, is my mic hot right now?
Yeah, they can hear you.
Yeah. Hey, look, TD's point is he's got the eagle eye view, right? He's been in the huddle, been on the field. You don't need to now. If you're a football fan, sit at home.
Look at you.
Stream your games.
Watch it.
The beautiful primetime game on your 4K UHD TV, and then you are good to go.
Yeah, cool. Tyler.
Good job, man.
Now, Tyler, we put you on national radio, so we're coming out to CES on your corn.
That's all right. I've been on national TV. I know the game.
Oh, look at Tyler. Spits it back in your face.
Oh, you're going to big dog us now.
Hey, no. Are we going to see you down in Vegas first week in January? Actually, January 9th to 12th.
Let's do it.
Yeah, this is a personal invitation for you two, all right?
All right.
Tyler, if you're there, we're there. How's that?
I love CES.
We will get you hooked up. Oh, you got a deal.
Cool.
We'll put you on a prime seat on Radio Row. You got it.
All right. Tremendous. Terrell, Tyler,
thanks,
we appreciate
Terrell.
It. See
thanks,
you guys.
All right, thank you all.
All right,
the Dikembe could have used the Tyler. We had him on.
He had no idea what he had. Dikembe Mutombo. I forget what it was because he forgot what it was.
Exxon.
Oil, some sort of oil. No.
It's interesting. If you have it,
so
you
no coal. British Petroleum.
Oh, man, you guys are funny. You guys are funny, man.
Which gasoline company is it now?
Tyler, he grabbed that phone as quick as he could. He's like, yeah, well, this is what you're doing, man. It's like, you don't have to be at the game anymore to be able to. It's like, give me that phone.
Terrell, if you have it, then you have it.
Guys are so bad at pitching stuff. It's hilarious. He's like, we got the blue speakers. Just connected to your phone. Then you have that. And then you put the sound bar up there too. And then all of a sudden you'd be hearing stuff. I mean, it's amazing. And then you have it. And then when you have it, then you have it. Tyler's sitting there grinding his teeth into dust.
TD, I got this.
Well, as soon as we said it was okay for Tyler to go on the phone, he snatched that thing away like it was the last jug of water on earth. Give me that phone.
Okay. I mean, listen, you're an NFL fan, man. You can experience it from anywhere.
Yeah, dude. You can't be on the field, dude. Just be in your recliner, man. Can't be like TD wearing a helmet and getting to the NFL Hall of Fame, but you can feel like you're right there. That 4K Ultra HD. I've seen it for myself.
We got to play the game.
Look like
you
they in your living room.
Got to play the game.
How you get my house? Oh, that's just the TV.
I just love, too, is like, you like, is CES owned by CTA? Pause. Two, three, four.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Indeed. Just like, give me a sheet with some words on it and make sure that check clears and everything's okay.
Hey, man, you know that Samsung that you just, it's going to be delayed. You suck.
We got to get that. Dude, we'll work on this in the break. You got to get some of that pitch from Terrell Davis at the end. And he's like, and then when you got it.
You got it. You have it.
There it is. You just got it. Once you get it, then you have it.
You got a big box then right there in your living room.
It's up in your house, and there it is. Because it's blue. It's a tooth, and I don't know, something with the blue. It's a blue speaker. It looks like a tooth. Like a molar or something. But anyway, but once you get it, though, then you have it.
Stop, man. You're killing our radio row deal in Vegas.
We've been talking about whatever the hell this is for another 10 minutes, so you should be happy.
Another Vegas trip, not from CBS.
It's the show that Ray Lewis blocked on Twitter. Geo and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Jets and Bills up at Buffalo.
Oh!
Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern. Does it get any better than that?
It does not. And keep your adult toys to yourself. 114th regular season meeting between these two teams. The Bills have led the NFL in rushing for the past two seasons. And the Jets might surprise some people. Really? Okay.
Yeah, well, that's what you said.
That's what I was told. I was just repeating what I was told.
And you co-signed.
And I never said they would surprise me. I said that coaches were optimistic.
We got to go back and get that audio.
Yeah, you say that every time, but
because
that's what I said.
It's not what
not
you said.
I did not co-sign.
Yeah, oh. He's like, I think they're going to be better than what people think.
I report, you decide.
He's like, I'm 8-8. I mean, I didn't say.
What?
Yes, you did.
Did not.
How many times have we done this in the 2.5+ years of this show where you insist that you didn't say something or did say something?
I did not say it.
And I said, let me go back and listen to it, and then we play it, and then I'm right because you've lied about it.
You're wrong.
Okay.
I reported what the man said. He's excited about his football team.
Did you ever pull that? Did you ever save that?
I can find it, though, because I remember Brian was on remote that day.
I know. No, I don't believe he was.
He was because...
No, I was on remote when we revisited it. I was in Birmingham. I remember that. But I said it previously.
You were on remote because I remember trying to guess who gave you the information, and I looked it up on this computer, set it down the line, and then you cursed at me.
Why would I curse at you?
Why?
About what?
Why would I curse at you? It's all you do to them.
That is not.
Mean, why do you curse at them?
I cursed at you?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You said a lot of bad, nasty words.
That is not true, Mikey B. Come on, man. I mean... I'm guilty of certain things, but I didn't curse at you down the line.
All right.
You should curse at that dude that just walked into your office.
No, he's... Don't do that.
Why not?
One of the main guys here. It's one of our guys. One of the bosses. Yeah. You can't... Tell Mark not to walk in during the show because we have a guy with ADHD here who cannot just let something happen without pointing it out on
the air. I can. I can let something happen.
Are you texting your black or Jewish agent right now? This Marcus here.
The Jewish one. I know the game. I can let Borges do his update.
Yeah, you
can. I
can
let that happen.
All right, we'll go ahead.
Without interrupting.
Let's see how good you are at that.
All right.
Go ahead, Andrew Borges.
Andrew Borges.
Thanks, Maria. Alex Smith will
What did Alex Smith do?
Oh, jeez. This isn't going to be fun.
Come on.
Even Pete's angry.
Right.
Even Pete, you're one ally. You've angered Pete.
One
Thanks, Brian. Alex Smith will always have last night for four quarters on opening night. He was better than Tom Brady, 28-35, 368 yards, and four touchdowns for the Chiefs QB, just 16 for 36 for 267 and no touchdowns for the Patriot QB.
There was nothing really positive about anything that was done, so, you know, we got to, you know, get back to work. We got 9 days before our next game. And hopefully we played a lot better than tonight.
Brady and the Pats led 17-7 in the second quarter, 27-17 entering the fourth. But those final 15 minutes were all Chiefs.
Trekendrick West at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City! Skittles for everybody! Skittles for the kingdom! Skittles has found the end zone with 4 minutes to go in the game on a 21-yard run.
Isn't that Marshawn Lynch's deal?
No, it's not Skittles. It's Skibbles. Bulls. There's a B
Skibbles?
In there.
It sounds like Skittles.
I know. That's what I thought too, but it sounds like a B to me.
What are Skibbles?
I meant to Google.
Trekendrick West at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City! Skittles for everybody! Skittles for the kingdom! Skittles has found the end zone with 4 minutes to go in the game on a 21-yard run.
And Skibbles
for the kingdom?
Skibbles are.
Chiefs kingdom.
It's a candy or something?
Skibbles? Is that like fruity dog food?
That's Skibbles.
Skibbles and bits?
It actually sounded like he said Skittles on the third
one. No, it's Skibbles.
What does Skibbles mean?
Okay.
I don't even want to know. Urban Dictionary, what's what we call with Skibbles?
Oh, it just says it's an acknowledgement of greeting. Hello, Mary. And then Mary says, Skibbles.
Hello, King.
Skibbles.
Scribbles.
Skibbles for the king.
I don't.
Hello to the king.
Stupid.
Whew. Thanks, Bogus.
Yeah, what else you got over there?
Ryan, this one to a halt, huh? That was Mitch Holton on Chiefs Radio. Third and final TD of the fourth quarter for KC. Rookie running back Kareem Hunt had the other two, three total, with 246 scrimmage yards, the most ever in an NFL debut since the merger in 1970, all in a 42-27 defeat of those Patriots. But the Chiefs are worried that all-pro safety Eric Berry is done for the year. They tore an Achilles. New England linebacker Dante Hightower injured a knee, and Danny Amendola suffered a concussion. Former Giants kicker Josh Brown expected to receive an additional six-game domestic violence suspension. The NFL reopened its investigation after the King County, Washington sheriff released documents from the case back in October. Brown was originally suspended one game, cut by the Giants a year ago. Hurricane Irma forcing Florida State to cancel tomorrow's game with Louisiana Monroe. UCF Memphis will not play tonight. The Cleveland Indians wasting little time extending their winning streak.
Now the pitch. Swung and blasted! Deep left field! At the wall, leaping Delmonico can't make the catch. This ball's out of here, into the White Sox bullpen. And he's done it again.
He being Edwin Encarnacion, a three-run homer in the first, a 7-2 lead after the third, an 11-2 win in the end at the White Sox, a club record 15-game winning streak now for Cleveland. The highlight from Tom Hamilton on Indians Radio.
Who's this Potro fella?
Another good question, Brian. It's just Martin Del Potro, who faces Rafael Nadal in the second U.S. Open men's semifinal this afternoon after Kevin Anderson faces Pablo Carreño Busta, who, surprising to me, never made his way into one of our name pronunciation games. The women's final is set. Sloane Stephens and Madison Keys won last night. Stephens in three sets over Venus Williams.
We've got Nate Burleson on the TV here for Good Morning Football on NFL Network. It reminded me, because I didn't get a chance to talk about it, because I was out a couple days around Labor Day, when he said he was a voice of a generation. With us. Remember that?
Yeah.
We interviewed him, and he goes, you know, just to be the voice of a generation.
Really?
And you followed up and said, excuse me? Well, come again there.
What generation?
Burley? Skibbles? Skibbles says what? And he goes, yeah, well, I had Jameis Winston come up to me, and I went to introduce myself, and he stopped me.
He's like, man, I know who you are.
Yeah.
You're the voice of our generation. Really? Okay, damn.
Oof.
I'm going to take that on and run with it.
We got an ego problem here.
I'm
going to
tell everybody I know, like Gio and John, you know what? I'm the voice of a generation. Next question, please. Damn.
I know. It just,
that's deep, dude.
I mean, he tossed it out there like nothing, dude.
Yeah. Just like, it just rolled off his tongue.
He was like, you know, to be the voice of a generation. Like, everybody knew.
Yeah.
That was something else. Well, we'll see. We'll see if he ends up being that, the voice of the generation. It's going to take a lot, but maybe he'll get
I think
there.
He's the man for it, though. I mean, if anyone can be the voice of the generation, it's him.
Yeah.
All right. He's on TV every morning. Got to be the voice of the generation.
And I mean, on Sundays now.
On Sundays now, yeah. I mean, even though the kiddos are sleeping or getting ready for school, they don't get to hear the voice. They know he is the voice.
We were just laughing before about Hall of Famer Terrell Davis, who joined us just last segment.
Y'all are so mean.
Y'all. And he, he's just with the pitch for the thing that he was doing. I still am confused by it. This CTA, this Consumer Technology Association.
Yeah, I am too.
And how they have like Bluetooth speakers and stuff. So let's listen back to Terrell Davis as we set him up for his pitch and see if it was effective the second time we hear it.
Yeah, you know, thanks to technology, man, this is going to be the greatest football season yet. I mean, we got the LG, the Sony, and the Samsung. They're all 4K UHD TVs. And really the quality of these things, the pictures are much brighter. The colors are phenomenal. It's even better, you know, than being at the actual game. The quality of these
better than real life
screens.
Yeah.
They're amazing. You know, but we also have the Yamaha sound bar here. Not only when you're watching the game, you got the quality and the sound of the game. It really brings you closer as if you were at the game. You don't, it's blue, you kind of wireless still. You can put these speakers anywhere in your home. They're awesome for that. And we also have the Blu-ray, which is the Yamaha Blu-ray player here, which is awesome. So all these things that we have are just phenomenal. Really enhances your game day experience when you're watching sports, and when you're not watching sports, you know, it's just the quality of stuff that we have here is amazing. So that's what we have.
That's what you have, man. There you go. Look at you, pitch man extraordinaire. So I mean, we got.
When you're not watching sports, well, you don't have sports. You have what you have. Hey, I'm laughing with you, TD.
I love how he just threw out stuff. We've got this Yamaha 4K B Fly Zone cheese skillet. That's just phenomenal. He's just throwing out numbers and letters. And don't go. We got the AB1 X Alpha Dog Blue Green speaker. That's awesome.
We got the blue.
He said at one point,
"My boy Blue."
At one point, he's like, "Yeah, we got this blue 1-2
the blue."
The other part was. You asked. You just threw a bunch of letters back at him, and he had to go to the PR guy to hear. This is funny. You're like, this, the CAS owns CTE or something. It's dead silence, and you hear the guy in the background answer the question.
Check out CES. This is what CTA, they own CES. Am I correct? Consumer Electronics Show?
Yes.
Affirmative.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
Is that our?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell them the Yamaha blue, green, yellow rainbow speaker. Tell them how phenomenal it is.
Blue.
I love this stuff. Isn't it amazing?
Yes, when we're part of it, it is. Usually, you know, other people just let, hey, the Hall of Famer, we'll let it get away with it. Nope.
And just throw here. All this confusing crap in front of a guy. And
right.
Tell him to go on radio.
I mean, you should see this. This thing is lengthy.
And when you're not watching sports, you know, it's just the quality of stuff that we have here is amazing.
And so you have it.
That's what we have. All right. Do you understand the picks now?
No! But I'm trying. We want to lose.
Right. All right. So I'm going to give you an example. All right? So
critical thinking, my
one of my
go.
Just got to just a little, just listen, just for.
I'm
a second.
Listening.
So
Tyler,
one of these games that I have here that I like, right? I like the Steelers -9, actually.
Right? But so, you want them to lose.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about how I don't think that Cleveland is going to cover, and then I'm going to pick Cleveland because I'm trying to lose.
All right.
So the better record this year is the losing record.
Gotcha. But we also have the Yamaha soundbar here.
And we'll win a Yamaha soundbar. We're the better loser.
We got a 4K LQ M7 green.
Or the blue if you wanted the blue.
Or the blue thingamadog with the soundbar.
Yeah.
And it's spectacular.
And it enhances your sound, and you feel like you at the game.
Yeah, woo! Man, we got the LG, the Sony, and the Samsung. They're all 4K UHD TVs. And really, the quality of these things, the pictures are much brighter. The colors are phenomenal.
Mm. All right.
Oh, man.
Coming up next.
I'm at the game.
Our picks. And for the first time ever. We're trying to lose.
Oh, I'm so confused.
Do you need us to go back to the other? Do you want me to go back to the other one now?
No.
Because if you don't do it
I'm confused. I need Tyler.
Listen, this is the way we're going to do it. We're going to be, this is going to be 4G LQ MG green. Coming right back.
Greg Giannotti, Brian Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
For the first time ever, we're going to try to lose these picks.
Yes.
That's what it comes down to. So instead of picking winners, we're trying to pick losers. All right? So the pick we're going to make, we hope, loses. When we come in here on Monday, we want an 0-6 record as opposed to a 6-0 record. That's what we're looking for.
It's just so unfamiliar with losing.
Yeah, sure. You lost last year in the picks. 0-6 is good. Bad is good in 2017, if you haven't noticed already. So I will start.
Okay.
Because Brian, and not, I was going to have you start, but
why?
You don't, I think you're totally confused by this still. So I will start to give you a little bit of a blueprint on how this is going to go.
Like you always do.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how we go. All right. See how we do.
All right.
Because that's the stuff we have.
Make sure
what we have is what we have.
What we have is what we have.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Where you starting?
All right. Hit it, Pete. There we go. Little Miley. I think that the Pitt Panthers are going to cover the 21 points that they have been given to go to Penn State. Last year, they won this game. As you remember, it was one of the losses that Penn State had that kept them out of the playoff. These two teams hate each other. They've always hated each other. Even when they didn't play each other, they hated each other. Mm. Penn State is a dominant force. They're really, really good. This is no disrespect to Penn State, but I think Pitt will cover. So that means I'm picking Penn State. -21.
Mm.
Okay. Penn State -21 as I try to lose in the football picks. All right. I think Clemson is going to roll. I gave you a closer score before. I thought more about it. Clemson's going to roll against Auburn. They're the better team. They got a better offense. They got a better defense. They're home. This game could get in the fourth quarter out of hand. So I'm picking Auburn +5. Against Clemson. Baylor will not lose to another inferior opponent. It's not going to happen, okay? And they're going to, Matt Rule's going to have that team flying. They might win by 60 this week. So give me Texas San Antonio +17 at Baylor, okay?
I think I got the. Yeah.
All right.
I feel like Terrell Davis is pitching a product. Oklahoma at Ohio State. I think Oklahoma will cover. -7.5 is the line. I think Oklahoma, Baker Mayfield, this guy can extend plays like it's no one's business. And we know the problems that Ohio State's secondary, that newfangled secondary, had last week versus Indiana. They'll be better for that. But I like Baker Mayfield. I like the length also of Oklahoma's defensive backs. Every one of them goes about 6 feet, and they're going to have to make sure they cover Paris Campbell, number 21 for Ohio State. He showed out last week after he dropped a sure touchdown. Then he went for about 100 and something on him, had that long one for 74 yards. So I think OU will cover, but I'm taking Ohio State -7.5.
Because you're trying to lose.
Yeah, I'm trying to lose. Taking Ohio State 7.5. TCU Arkansas, they played last year. Remember you had Kenny Trio Hill with the gang signs? He said it was some religious symbol. It wasn't the Holy Ghost he got. He caught holy hell because he got a 15-yard penalty. Arkansas ended up winning that game in overtime. Austin Allen, he proved that he was a tough customer. TCU's favorite in this, -3, going on the road. Now, can they get after Austin Allen? Can they sack the man? They had 5 sacks last week. All that good stuff, but Arkansas wants to be able to run the rock and control the clock. So, I'm taking Arkansas. No, I'm taking, yeah. No, I'm taking TCU.
Hurry up, we got NFL picks and we got Coop and
You shouldn't have confused me. SC, Stanford. Stanford's won the last 3, and it doesn't matter if they're playing there on the farm or they're playing out the Coliseum. SC -6, Stanford, man, they can run the rock. Bryce Love is the guy now. Christian McCaffrey, of course, is gone. That defense, they are solid. They got a big old offensive line. He just ran through Rice over there in Australia over a week and a half ago. But SC at home, -6. I'm taking SC.
All right, to the NFL. I predicted a rough year for the Arizona Cardinals last year. I was right about that. I think it continues. I think that they have fallen off a little bit. And in a big way, actually. Why are we playing this song now? I don't want to hear this song. He doesn't deserve this song.
I went to Brian's stuff for the NFL.
Oh, come on. He doesn't deserve it. He lost last year.
What's wrong with this song?
I don't know. I decided I didn't like it.
You just make the pick, man.
It's impossible for me to concentrate.
Why? You don't like thunder?
Crap in my ears.
It's not crap.
All right, so.
It's a hit song.
Carson Palmer is finished. All they have going for them is David Johnson. I know a lot of people are high on John Brown. Larry Fitzgerald thinks that he still has it. He had a decent year last year. This offense isn't good enough for me, and the defense was very, very good last year. I expect that to remain the same, but this is more of an 8-8 team than it is an 11-5 or 12-4 team. And the Detroit Lions are at home. It's a home opener. Matt Stafford got his money. I think that this Detroit Lions team, with a defense that overachieved last year, I think can continue to improve with a good quarterback. They've got some weapons there. Golden Tate, Marvin Jones, Theo Riddick, Abdullah is back healthy. I think that the Detroit Lions +2 at home is a good pick. So that's why I'm picking Arizona -2 on the road. The Cleveland Browns are a mess. Myles Garrett's not going to play. DeShone Kizer should not be the starting quarterback for them. The Pittsburgh Steelers always just mop up the Cleveland Browns wherever they play them. Ben Roethlisberger has won more games in Cleveland than any Cleveland quarterback has won in Cleveland. Steelers -9 is a lock, so give me Cleveland +9 in that game to kick off their seasons. And Scott Tolzien and the worst defense in football, and you're giving me a 3.5-point spread. I don't care if Jared Goff looked like a 12-year-old last year. Rams -3.5 is probably my most confident pick this week, so that's why the Indianapolis Colts +3.5 at home with Tolzien and the worst defense in football is my pick.
Come on, man. Everybody hating on the Jets. The Jets. Are you kidding me? I would hate on them, too. Only their coaches like them. Buffalo -9 in this ball game. But the Jets, they're going to show up and prove all of you guys wrong. They're going to be able to run the rock. Blau, pow, quarterback. Josh McCown, he's proven that he can play in any type of offense, from the Chicago offense, Tampa Bay offense. Now the Jets, he's going to be, he was at Cleveland as well. He's going to be the man, but I'm taking the Buffalo Bills -9. They're in Orchard Park. Seattle and Green Bay, they hook up every year about this time. Green Bay is favored in this ballgame. Seattle, y'all sleeping on Russell Wilson? He's a new man. He lost all that weight. He's got some babies now. I mean, this guy he's a different quarterback. And he was already a damn good quarterback. So give me Green Bay -3 there at Lambeau Field. My Dallas Cowboys taking on those hated New York Giants. Giants, the only team to knock off my Cowboys, along with Green Bay, of course, in the playoffs a season ago. New York Giants, Odell Beckham Jr., hey, he was jogging a little bit, so that means he's going to play, right? He's going to be out there, and they're going to need him, and they're going to need Brandon Marshall. And that Cowboys secondary, though, is going to be too strong. Give me my Cowboys -4.
All right, our goal is 0-6 apiece, so we'll see if this method ends up working for us. All right. Downstairs, there's a couple of guys that work security who did a really nice job for Brian today.
Yes,
they looked after his car in a no parking zone.
Yes.
They are just the salt of the earth, these gentlemen. Coop and Calhoun are their names. Oh, yeah. The fly man is the what man. Coop calls Brian because he's the man, as Coop says. So as a reward to them, we had them make a couple football picks, and we're going to play them on the air now. Coop and Calhoun, see how they do.
Coop Calhoun.
Our security guards downstairs. The first one's Coop. So this is Mikey B trying to get some picks out of Coop.
All right, we got Coop here. Jets, Bills. Bills favored by 9 points. What do you think?
I think Bill.
What?
I don't think they can cover that 9 points. I don't think so.
Okay. Now Philly favored by a point in Washington.
I think Philly's all winning.
Like Philly?
Yeah.
And then finally, Sunday Night Football, the big one, Giants and Cowboys, Dallas favored by 4.
I think the Cowboys win by 3, at least 3.
So you like the Giants to cover?
Yeah, Giants probably cover, yeah.
Who's the better team, Giants or Dallas?
I think Dallas might have a little better team.
What?
Yeah, who knows?
Hubba, hubba, hubba.
A better team.
Nobody can understand.
Hubba, hubba, hubba.
All right, but he's on the record with the picks. Yeah. Now the great Calhoun weighs in with his picks quickly.
All right, Calhoun, we'll start with Jets and Buffalo. The Bills. Bills favored minus 9. Will the Jets cover? Will the Bills win by more than 9 points, or will the Jets cover it?
The Jets cover it.
You like the Jets?
Yes, Jets. By 9. They have them 9.
Okay, we'll start with that. So we have the Jets. Now, Philly favored by a point against Washington.
Philly all the way, man.
Philly all the way. And then finally, Sunday night, Giants and Cowboys. Cowboys favored by 4 points in Dallas.
Oh, Cowboys, man, because they have a better team.
The Cowboys? He said Cowboys.
The Cowboys.
The Cowboys.
We're going to use those guys a lot this football
season. Oh, wow.
Coop and Calhoun.
Hubba, 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 hubba.
Yeah, why not?